Part 1. The Black Mountains, Wales. Chapter 1. Takeoff. The ground falls away beneath me at 70 miles per hour, and I am swallowed by the sky. The air howls, and I glance down at a panel of dials with twitching needles. I don't know what they mean, but I watch them anyway. I'm sitting in the front seat of a glider for the first time. The clear canopy, only inches from my head, is like a bubble over me. I have a 300-degree view, and any sense of confinement inside the tiny cramped cockpit has melted away. I'm jutting out into the air, like a carved wooden figure on the prow of a ship, pushing forward into the elements. I am right up against the sky. We're attached by a 60-meter rope to a small plane that's towing us up from the airfield in the Black Mountains of Wales. We're being towed up into the air because this aircraft has no engine, no internal source of power whatsoever. Beau, an experienced pilot and instructor, is flying the glider from a seat behind me. I stare in astonishment at the shrinking ground below. Beau tells me he will release us from the tow plane. I hear a clunk, feel a jolt. The tow plane continues forward, but we slow down and tip to the right. The horizon is at 30 degrees in my view. The tow plane disappears and we're left here, suspended in the air, 1,500 feet above the ground, with no source of power. But the nervousness that beat through my body 10 minutes ago, before I stepped into this strange, engineless plane, has fallen away with the ground. I left it down there. I feel calm, transfixed by what I can see and where I find myself. This hot spring day in late April, the sky is almost cloudless. It's a big blue empty space and nothingness above the ground. The landscape below is clear and strange. Curved fields edged with hedges roll out in every direction from the base of the hills, spreading down valleys to meet rivers and roads that twist and wind as they move from one stony scribble of a village to another. We move in wide circles, then head straight and level, then tip one way with a wing pointing down at the ground for a moment, then tip the other way. We climb and climb. The ground continues to shrink, and the human world has almost disappeared by the time we reach 6,000 feet. It's as though we've moved back in time while climbing in altitude. I can't see any cars moving through the landscape. There are no tractors ploughing fields, no telegraph poles or power lines. The shape of the Black Mountains is clear now, and I get an aerial overview of this body of hills for the first time. I thought I knew them, but now I realise that my knowing was on one narrow scale. As soon as I'm above the ground, I'm lost. In the distance, the dark silhouette of the larger Brecon beacons looks like a painted backdrop in an old Western movie. The top of Penavan, the highest peak of the beacons, points up into the hazy sky. Below me, Llangors Lake is a slate-grey curve. Every field is at an odd angle to another, and nothing is square or symmetrical or flat. Instead, everything sweeps up or down or sideways, though any idea of what is a side, a front or a back makes no sense from up here. Circling, tipping and weaving, the movement of the aircraft through the sky seems to mirror the rounded shapes of the undulating landscape below. Looking straight ahead to the horizon, the sky is a watery colour, and directly above, it's a darker Prussian blue. I'm shocked to suddenly notice that we're flying directly over my home, the place where I grew up and where I recently returned to live. It's a hill farm, tucked into a long, thin valley that snakes between two hills. I've never seen it like this before, all at once.